Dead of Hip Hop, Nicki Minaj, Pink Friday, Roman Reloaded review, which I know is will probably confuse the fuck out of a lot of you out there as far as why we're reviewing this. But, you know, she's hip hop, so let's go ahead and, we'll get into all that.
Yeah, she is.
Wow, you know, I don't even know where to start, honestly, with this project from Nicki Minaj. I think when I think of what this is, I think it's an extension of what Pink Friday was last year. And I think this is a transition from her away from hip-hop. I think for the most part with what she's doing, I think there's probably nobody out there that's doing what she's doing on this level. And that could do it like Nicki Minaj is doing. So I give her props for that, man. I mean, she got this shit locked up. As far as the album overall, I mean, I think it's really difficult to judge and review and say whether this album is good, because it's half hip hop, it's half pop. So for me, it was hard for me to pass judgment. You know, if I look at the hip hop songs that are on there, I don't think they were all that good for the most part. I think some, you know, the pop songs may be a little bit better. She has a knack for making those pop sounding, readily accessible tracks that you know, you put this shit on, man, she's gonna go crazy. Starships, that breakdown is gonna go crazy in the club. I mean, I would love to go to a club just to see them play that. Yeah, I just want to see all the white girls just dance and try to do a little booty shake thing to that part.
Can I say something real quick while you're talking about that song and how you want to be at the club to see the people dance to it? What type of club do you think you're going to be at where that song is playing?
I think I will be at a predominantly super light-skinned club.
I think you would be at a predominantly male club.
You really think so?
With a lot of men with no shirt and cut-off shorts and glow sticks.
But that's her audience.
Oh.
It's part of
that's, dude. That's the majority of her audience.
That dude, that yeah, track, or that whole album to me, and I didn't mean to cut you off, but no, I just had fine, to go off that fine, one fine, thought that you just said. From the beginning to the end, the first thing I saw was some dude with a mustache with no shirt and some cut-off jean shorts just tearing it up. I didn't see no white chicks. I don't know what Ken talked about. But yeah, I don't know where Ken was thinking he was going to hear this shit. I was thinking we were going to Bulldogs.
So white chicks.
I like that
song. I'm sorry, but dude, this album, this is the fucking worst thing I've heard all year. Easily.
Damn, you put a big shot.
This album, it was horrible, man. Like, it was torture listening to this shit. And I listened to a lot of music. This shit, the thing about Nicki Minaj is she was set up to be like a female Jay-Z. She was set up to be that level. Well, she's a female Weezy.
She's a hip-hop version of Lady Gaga.
That's what she is. That's what I was going to say. She was set up to be a female Jay-Z, and instead she decided to be Nicki Gaga. And I don't understand why she felt she needed to do that. It's cool because she definitely created a genreless album. And the album is so fucking weird that I wish I liked it. Because this is what I think that hip-hop should be more like. Experimenting and pulling from other genres. This shit was just bad. Yeah. It was just bad. And I don't pull the You're Not Hip Hop card, but there wasn't much about this to me that said hip hop. All you motherfuckers talk about how Death Grips isn't hip hop. You fucking prove that this bullshit's hip hop to me. You prove that shit. Let's debate that shit, motherfucker.
Same shit this I said shit, about Death Grips. I'll say about this shit too, man. I don't.
You don't think it's hip hop. But you said a minute ago that half of it was hip hop, half of it was pop.
Because there were songs where she was definitely rapping
on
it. She's
definitely rapping, but
and then there were songs that were just extremely pop, like without a fucking doubt.
I thought the whole thing was dancey pop from the beginning to the end. This shit was unfucking real. It took me 3 times to actually get through this. I'm trying to listen to this at work and I was just getting angry. I think it'll do well.
Oh, it's gonna kill.
I think it's gonna do great. I think it's gonna do great. Oh, it's just not gonna top with hip hop charts. This shit is gonna propel her to the top when it comes to pop. It'll do great things for her because she created an album that you can't even call it. What is this? All I can call it is bullshit, but you can't call this hip hop. You can't call this pop. She created a genreless album, and I can appreciate that. I just can't fucking stand it. I thought it was terrible. I know FIFO liked it because it bumped in the whip like
Pink Friday, so.
I did like Pink Friday, but I don't like Roman Reloaded. Once you know, I heard Stupid Ho, and you know, if you follow me on Twitter,
he was a stupid hoe.
Once I heard and saw that track, I said I took back everything I ever said positively about Nicki. I'm sorry, Jean Grey. I'm sorry.
You should have been apologizing for that dumb shit.
So I'm sticking behind what I said when I said I take everything positive that I said about Nicki. I still think that she has positives, so it's not like I still think that she's an artist in every sense of the word. But to me, it's no longer hip hop. Like I can't, like this is not hip hop. What I listened to was not hip hop, so I can't judge it based upon that. You know what I'm saying? Like Mike said, she has become Nicki Gaga. That's what she has become, and I can't fuck with that. I can't fuck with it. I couldn't. It was hard as hell to get through this album. I there's nothing else for me to say.
I had no problem getting through the album because I was just sitting there trying to just dissect this album and really just really analyze what the fuck was going on.
Were you wearing a shirt when you listened to it? But you were.
He was.
I was wearing a shirt.
I like the album.
B.
What up? We just fucking left the building. What's up, man?
I'm fucking mad as hell at Kenny. He approved this shit. Damn album, man. But yeah, I'm blaming him. But you know, I had to listen to it, and I felt the first 9 tracks. If you like Pink Friday, you can like the first 9 tracks. After that, I mean, I didn't like it, but after that, it got from Pink Friday Part 2 to I'm Katy Perry, Lady Gaga production in the second half of the album, pretty much what I felt. I was like, oh, this is terrible, man. This whole album was just, I didn't like it. I was mad as hell. I mean, y'all know I've been complaining about it the whole time. I got listened to this shit in y'all show. Yeah, we got listened to it. But so, other than that, it was just like I said, the first half, Pink Friday Part 2, and then the second half, I don't know what that was. I mean,
So when y'all say it's terrible, like terrible in what sense? Is that she doesn't do it well? That she doesn't like?
I didn't think it was terrible.
I'm not even talking about Stupid Ho, but I'm just saying
but
the album.
That's how it sounds. Like that's how everything else sounds.
But is Stupid Ho like really bad like that?
No,
that's what I'm saying.
I disagree with him 110%.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Stupid Ho was probably one of the better songs in the album. Because Stupid Ho didn't sound like a fucking dance club song to me. I didn't like the song. The song was still bad.
Okay.
But the other songs were so much worse.
So when you say and bad, like you don't feel like she did those songs justice? Those type of songs justice?
I don't like that kind of music. I don't listen to fucking club dance music.
Like, what do you think about
the can't
NAS
put
song?
That kind of shit on and vibe to it. I don't dance. Like, and I like wearing my shirt.
But what you think about the song with Nas, though? You think that was the thing?
Fuck that shit. Cameron killed that entire
I was shocked.
Everyone was talking
I was about to ask.
I like Cameron first, too.
That's not like a dancey track, though. Like, that was Pink Friday Part 2. Like, if you listen to if you listen to the first few, like I said, the first 9 albums, it was Pink Friday Part 2, really, pretty much. And then the second half, it just got on some Katy Perry, Lady Gaga production, man, and it was.
But even the first half had that shitty production, man.
Katy Perry type.
Yeah,
though.
It did. When you start at the first track, it had that stupid synthy dance shit. The only thing that was different was she was rapping.
Yeah, that's what
she stopped rapping around.
It
had the same production.
That's what it probably was.
She just wasn't singing that Katy Perry
that's
type shit.
Hold on, you said the first half had the same production as the second half?
I thought it did,
Yeah.
That's a totally different album.
Pink Friday. It was where Pink Friday left off at, the first half, as far as the beat.
The first half was more hip hop influence. Yeah, because
he had 2 Chainz.
No, not because she was rapping the beat.
Exactly. That's not a dancey club song.
That doesn't sound like Starship. No, yeah. Not like Starship.
Raven stuff. Like the second half of it was like that. Like that whole shit. The first half did not sound like that.
Pink Friday too.
Before I even got to track whatever I was talking about, I was thinking this sounds like a K-pop.
I agree with
the second half, I think. Not the first half.
This album to me did not sound like a hip-hop album.
I think Pink Friday didn't really have a lot to do with hip-hop if you think about the track that she had with Natasha Bedingfield, Last Chance.
That's like one track on the album.
But that's not the only one. Like, even the one with the, what's the Geisha Girl song? Your love. That wasn't really hip hop.
Yeah, when you put the album on, it sounds like a hip hop album. The majority of the album was not dance. I don't think it's that different
from Pink Friday. Now, if you want to compare her mixtapes to Pink Friday to this album, it's completely different. Like the mixtape Nicki is completely different from Roman Reloaded, or in my opinion, from Pink Friday as well. I think I saw. You know, because I won't say I'm like a Barbie or an avid Nicki Minaj fan, but, you know, I follow her music. I like it. If I'm looking for a message, I don't necessarily go to music. You know, I go to church or go to school or whatever. So I like it because it's fun.
Even Jesus don't like it.
And when I saw Nicki Minaj on Ellen, and I saw these, and me and Ken talked about this, and I saw these two little 3 and 5 year old girls reciting her lyrics and singing this song, I'm like, okay, she's never. If anyone's looking for this mixtape Nicki, they're going to be very disappointed because she's never going back to this. She's completely transitioned.
The second half of this album,
if you take the album for what it is, just completely from what it is, you take hip-hop out of it, it's not that bad of an album because I don't think... If you're looking for Click Clack Nicki or Sticks in My Bun Nicki, you're not going to ever get that.
I don't even know what the fuck
you're
that
You're not
going
to get that again. But that's just from... That's mixed... You know, I like her mixtape. That's... Yeah.
I'm saying that. So I can't even judge her based on that shit because I ain't listening to that. I'm looking at this album for what it is, and I personally thought it was horrible. When I listened to Pink Friday, I got this is a hip-hop album with some pop tendencies. I did not get that from this album. This album sounds like fucking Lady Gaga.
But to me, that was
Gaga.
Pink Friday as well. It was hip-hop with some pop tendencies as well.
That's what Pink Friday was.
I don't think this is the reverse.
This is the reverse, where it's a pop album with hip-hop influence.
Exactly. It's completely different. Like, you got a couple tracks that I would say, yeah, this is hip-hop. Like, the track with Nas, Jeezy, Drake, and who else is on that? So there's a couple tracks on there. Like, oh, okay. But the rest of it is pop. So you can't say it's a hip-hop album with pop-inspired music. That's what Pink Friday was. And Mike is absolutely right on that.
Well, she was saying if you take that hip-hop aspect out and look at it as an album, like, it's not a bad album.
Yeah, I still think it's still bad.
And that's what she's saying.
I don't think it's a bad album. If you take just hip-hop out of it altogether, just look at it for what it is.
I'll tell you why it was bad. I used to date a raver, and I never understood that kind of music because, you know, I just couldn't get into it. But the songs didn't just make me sick because the person singing, you know, they held their own. They sang, you know, they made poppy, catchy songs. This shit does not sound like that. She can't fucking sing. She sounds ridiculous. And then there's this whole bipolar thing. She doesn't have her voice. She sounds like a fucking idiot. That's why I think this is bad. The beats were extremely derivative. And her singing over it, it was horrible.
I think for me, I saw this coming with Pink Friday. Like you say, hip-hop with pop tendencies. And it's like, okay, from my assessment of Pink Friday, you can see this coming a mile away.
All the moves she's been making lately.
Everything is leading up to this.
That's not what he said.
From Pink Friday.
From what I saw,
after Pink Friday, then yes. Exactly. And you see it after that, but not right after Pink Friday.
It was a step. It was a step in that direction.
No, it wasn't.
How was it not?
Yes, it was.
How was it not? Rapping and had to pop.
I'll take that it's a step in that direction. I will not take that if you listen to Pink Friday, you just automatically saw that she was going to make a fucking dance album.
I'm not surprised, I can see that, and I think even to this point she may just leave fucking hip hop altogether. I think this album is intended to take her to that next level.
I'm not arguing the fact that she switched lanes. If you switch lanes,
I commend Pitbull all the time. And y'all know that.
Right.
Yo, he switched up and he's doing his thing right now. And I respect that. And I respect Nikki for figuring out what her lane is and doing it. What I don't like is I don't think that she's doing it well.
That I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when she was in hip-hop, I liked her. But now I don't think she's doing this as... She's not doing... Nikki Gaga I don't think she's doing it well.
Looking at this from a hip-hop perspective, do you even listen to this type of music? Or have you even listened to this type of music?
No, but you know what? My girl, she listens to Katy Perry. She likes Katy Perry.
Okay.
And when she plays it, I could listen to it and be like, oh, okay, cool. You know, it's cool. She can actually sing on some of these tracks. Nikki can't.
I guess if you a Nicki Minaj fan, I guess you would like this album. You know, it's just not for me. I won't care to listen to this album again. That's pretty much it. I mean... Go Nicki Minaj. I mean, you know, respect her craft or whatever. Do what you do, you know. But just, I can't listen to it, that's all.
I felt like, you know, when Wayne did his rock album, you know, I feel like this is like where Nicki's trying to go, just like Wayne. But, you know, at the end of the day, I don't think that it was a well put together project. I think that, like Mike said, you know, I respect the fact that she's trying to push her envelope as an artist. You know what I'm saying? You always have to respect that. And I definitely respect Nicki Minaj in that aspect. But I don't like the music that she produced while doing so. With that being said, it does not bump in the way.
Well, you know, I think for the most part, when I look at Nicki, the artist, and I look at Nicki, the, you know, the career, whatever, and all the things that she's doing, I think, you know, as we've said before, she definitely has it locked up. This is just, it's all her. There's no competition. Anybody try to come along and jump in this lane, they'll look like fools. So, you know, I applaud her for, you know, making the moves that she's done. And I think a slight opportunity was missed because I think, you know, she could have brought a lot of relevancy to hip-hop, you know, instead of just hip-hop as a launching pad into something else. But for the most part, I mean, you know, I don't care for the album at all. It's hard for me to say whether it's good or bad because I don't listen to that type of stuff continuously. But from a person, but I can see this album just tearing up the charts. I can see a lot of the songs being played. You can pick a song and put it in the club and it's going to do well. You can pick anything. So for the target, for the demographic, pass or not, she's going to kill it. And I think for the most part, they're going to love this album. This album is going to be good to a lot of people. Just not us.
I like the album for what it was. It's so different from her mixtapes. And a little different from Pink Friday, but it's not that far different. I don't see why anyone would be completely shocked with this album. Like, oh my God, this is so completely different from what she's done. Not really. I think that she is an artist. And, you know, when you are an artist, everyone's not going to like your artistry. So I think she's kind of seen what her demographic is and kind of gone in that direction, as any good business person would do.
This album blew my mind, man. It absolutely blew my mind in the worst way possible. This is the kind of album that makes me fucking hate doing Dead End Hip Hop. Because I had to not only listen to this, I had to process it, I had to really think about it, and fuck every one of you for that.
Hey, not me.
Fuck every one of you.
Oh,
because
man.
This album was horrible. Horrible. But to her credit, just like B said, I respect it. I respect Nicki for what she's doing. She's grabbing onto an area that is not populated very much, especially with African Americans. It's not. And she's getting her money. So keep doing your thing. I don't have to like it. And if you like that kind of music, you shouldn't even be on our show listening to my opinion, because I don't listen to this kind of shit. So my final thought is, if you like dancing and you don't like wearing a shirt, you're gonna dig it. But if you can't dance,
like
me,
glow sticks.
If you like glow sticks, hey, if you like glow sticks, you know what I'm saying, you're gonna like this album. If you don't dig glow sticks and you're kind of a nerd like me that can't dance for shit, ain't got no rhythm, you're not gonna dig this album, bro. Not at all. But I think FIFA lying. FIFA like this shit. I can see FIFA driving down the street with no shirt and some big old sunglasses. Just